Chapter 9. Business as Usual. With the U.S. military-industrial complex penetrated by unrepentant Nazis and their ideology, the globalists' attention to business and politics remained unabated. In the war's aftermath, some of the personalities who helped place Hitler in power came back into play. John J. McCloy, wartime Assistant Secretary of War, close friend to Deutsche Bank Chairman Dr. Hermann Josef Apps, and attorney for IG Farben, was appointed America's High Commissioner in Germany. As such, he pardoned more than 70,000 Nazis accused of war crimes. One example of McCloy's magnanimity came after 43 SS officers, including their leader, Obersturmbannführer Joachim Peiper, were condemned to death in 1946 for the massacre of more than 100 American prisoners near Malmedy, Belgium, during the Battle of the Bulge. As historian William L. Shirer wrote in The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, in March 1948, 39 of the death sentences were commuted. In April, General Lucius D. Clay reduced the death sentences from 121 to 6. And in January 1951, under a general amnesty, John J. McCloy, the American High Commissioner, commuted all the remaining death sentences to life imprisonment. At the time of writing, 1959, all have been released. Once again, hidden from public scrutiny, high U.S. officials had moved to free convicted Nazis. According to former U.S. Attorney John Loftus, about 300 ranking Nazi sympathizers from the Belarus region of the Soviet Union were brought to the United States after the war in hopes they could provide intelligence on the motives and abilities of the Soviets. In tracking the activities of such collaborators, Loftus uncovered a secret unit within the State Department called the Office of Policy Coordination, OPC, which he said was hidden away from normal government operations and answerable only to Secretary of Defense James V. Forrestal and the Dulles faction in the State Department. Loftus found that the OPC had recruited Nazi collaborators to fight against communism. When it was discovered that their work was ineffectual, these Nazis were allowed to immigrate to the United States, their former activities concealed. Such men included former Belarusian President Radoslav Ostrovsky, who was offered immunity from prosecution for war crimes, Franz Kuschel, an SS general who commanded the Belarus Brigade and was responsible for the execution of more than 40,000 Jews,